everyone. You are listening to the Trade Show Minute here at Infocom 2018. My name is Victoria Barella, and we are located here at the Rave podcast booth. I have my next victim, Paul Fischino with Rico. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's day one. Hopefully there's a lot of foot traffic in your booth. If someone lives under a rock and doesn't know who Rico is, can you tell us more about the company?
Rico is more of a solution provider. We have a very large customer base of corporate users, and we also address a lot of vertical markets. Mm-hmm. And what we look for is ways to actually help our customers be more productive in their meetings, in their everyday work activity, and we can provide solutions that range anywhere from helping them with their manpower needs and mailroom needs right on through to all of their AV solution needs.
Cool. And then you guys are obviously here for a reason at Infocom. What are you guys showcasing here?
Well, what's relatively new for Rico is our AV solution group that we're actually kind of focusing on here at the show. Mm-hmm. Rico has, over the past 6 or 7 years, developed a very extensive line of AV equipment. We started with projectors. We've now expanded that to include laser models, LED models, and very large lamp models. And we then moved on to interactive touch panel displays, where we started with one and now grown the line to six, and it just keeps moving,
sure.
And even video conferencing. But what we were missing was the solution. The product is great. The technology is wonderful. It's very competitive and does great things, but it's not until you actually incorporate it into a solution for the customer that it actually comes to life and be able to produce the proper output that you're looking for. So our real message here this year at this show is let's help you make your meeting experience much more productive. And we can do that by integrating all of the Rico solutions, looking at any of the tools that we manufacture and make that we can actually not only put into your meeting space, but bring that meeting to life.
Yeah.
We are actually partnering with some very powerful people out there, like IBM, Watson Technology. We have developed a lot of software ourselves for helping the meeting experience become much more efficient, run smoother and quicker, where we can show how we can save you time when you walk into that meeting, get a more productive output from that meeting, and everyone walks away with a smile on their face, knowing what they're supposed to do.
Yes.
And that's a really key, important part of it.
Especially in meeting rooms, you don't want to have a bad experience and then not use that equipment. The whole idea of the equipment is to not be in the way. It's supposed to help you in the meeting, not, you know,
you
actually interact
so right.
with people. Is there anything, any projects or maybe a client that you've worked with that used your products and said, hey, this is actually really good. It helped us make our experience better in the meeting space. So are there any that you want to brag about?
None that I think I could name, but your question is correct. Every time we do engage with a customer, we go in and we consult first.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is not to simply bring him a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The first question is, what are your problems? What are your pain points? What are you looking to produce in your workflow? And then, after we hear what their problems are, we can design the solutions. I have a team of AV solution managers. They have 30 plus years of experience in AV system integration. They know everything from consulting, design, engineering, project management. And the key there is that we know what your problems are. We've worked with customers for many, many years. And what we have in our assortment of products is only the beginning. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Really designing a customized solution to fit your needs and to solve your problems is what we're all about.
Cool. And then if people are not here at Infocom and are not able to see the demos or, you know, the products in the booth, where can we find more information online?
Oh, we are everywhere. You can go online and you can go to rico-usa.com and you can bring up our webpage and you can see all of the various technologies and products that we make there. But if you're a Twitter lover, you can also go to @RicoTweets.
And then that is spelled R-I-C-O-H.
Correct. And Instagram is RicoUSA. Mm-hmm. And even if you wanted to just do #RicoInfocom, you
cool.
can get there to find information out about us.
Awesome. I'm also in the Twitter land under @BarellaVictoria_. Yeah, and then you know what? There's one last question that I would like to ask all my guests. We have started the #AVIsLife. So I wanted to ask what that means to you, AV's life.
AV's life. Well, it's certainly been my life. So I guess I was fortunate a long time ago to start getting involved in AV at an early age. Mm-hmm. It just became more than a job, it became a passion. Mm-hmm. So that we were constantly on the move forward, looking at how equipment got better, how it became more advanced, how these solutions became really cool.
Sure.
And it helped me get to the point where I am today, working with a great company, Agrica, helping them diversify the solutions and the equipment that they're able to provide to their customers, and now building a whole new team within the Rico umbrella of solutions and products is really challenging. It's great.
Cool. Well, I'm happy you're enjoying the company and enjoying the technology. Remind us one more time where we can find you guys online, the website.
Rico-USA.com.
Cool. And if you wanted to listen to this podcast and spread the love to everyone, you can find it on rafepubs.com/infocom2018. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Thank you. It's been fun.
And you are listening to the Trade Show Minute, sponsored by Tascam.